everyone. Welcome to day three of ISC 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Apsen, the LED company. Find them at absen.com. I am here joined with Mark Perry from Zitronic. Welcome.
Hello there. Thank you.
Hey. So we're here at ISC 2018. What is your company doing today?
Well, we've exhibited at ISC for many years now, and each year we try and bring something a little bit new. We're manufacturing touch technology in the UK. This year we've brought along our latest touch solution, along with our latest controller electronics, with some advancements on the controller electronics. Those advancements helping us detect touches faster. We've moved the touch the controller from a discrete component controller to a full ASIC based controller, so that improves things like signal to noise ratios. It improves the mechanics of the touch screen, so we're able to get much narrower borders and bezels on the touch screens. We're able to push the touchscreen closer to the LCD for an optics improvement. So those
are some of the hurdles that you guys have gone over and then improved in your products, and that's what people are looking
exactly,
for.
Exactly. Sure. With the advancements of displays and things like that, we need to keep our product in line with how other the synergy products that we work alongside or go with our technology. We need to make sure that we're in line with those.
Cool. Okay. Are you guys giving any demos at the booth this year?
Yes, we've got a full multi-touch touch table, along with a wall mount 55-inch, both 55-inch, with our latest touch technology on there. We've also got some object recognition devices, so we can put different shapes and bring up different sets of menus on the screen. We've also got integrated NFC readers and wireless charging points for mobile phones, all integrated into one table.
Cool. Okay. How long have you been with the company?
Zitronic, I've been with the company for over 7 years, sales manager, primarily looking after the markets out in the Far East initially, and then over the last 12 months I've moved back into a market role, looking after some of the European markets and Southern European markets.
Sure. Okay. Did you stumble into this industry, or did you know that I want to do AV, I guess, and this is what I'm doing?
Pretty much stumbled into the industry, but a long time ago. I was a electrical engineer in electrical installations and project management, and then moved into more of a sales management role with a with a larger company selling heavy industrial electrical engineering, and then. Again, as you say, stumbled into a role selling touch technology, you know. So, yeah,
sure.
A little bit. But, yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. Yeah.
Cool, good. Okay. Good to hear. And I'm actually in the industry for 2 years, so I always love asking my guests, do you have any advice for someone like myself or other people coming into this industry, whether they're new or maybe just from other industries? What kind of advice would you give them to handle the AV industry or the trade shows?
Trade shows, I think, always have something to try and have something a little bit different on there to try and entice people onto the stand. Having the same thing as the next person next to you is not really going to give you an advantage over anybody there. So always try and have something that looks a little bit different or a little bit more. We've changed our booth this year just to make it look a bit more brighter and a bit more fresh, you know. So try and have something a little bit different.
Sure.
And in getting into the industry. Know your market, know your customer base, and be prepared to travel and spend a lot of time away from home.
That's funny. Yeah, I was asking someone else too. I was like, "What are you doing this year for your booth?" And they're like, "Well, you know, normally we have like some pizzazz in our booth, but this year, like, they give us this blank white booth, and all I can like pimp it out with and make it cool was like a Persian rug. I gotta step up my game next year and make it cool." I'm like, "Oh, well, that's okay next year." So. Yeah. Where can we find you guys online if someone's listening and they want to
If you want to go online, just go on to www.zitronic.co.uk. Cool. And on that, it's got a link to all of our social media sites, mm-hmm. and all of our data sheets, support network for technical support and things like that.
Sure, cool. And then you can find me on Twitter. So that's at Barella Victoria _, and that's BarellaVictoria _. And you can find this podcast as well as other podcasts. You could spread the love to your colleagues, family, friends. Find it at ravepubs.com/ ISC 2018. And just to remind the listeners, all our podcasts this week is sponsored by Apsyn, the LED company. So again, one more time, the website, please.
It's www.zytronic.co.uk.
Cool. And any last words for you? Anything from ISC?
Wear nice shoes. Wear comfortable shoes. I think that's the, that's the definite recommendation.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Okay, no problem.